Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.
Las opiniones expresadas a continuación son única y exclusivamente responsabilidad de los invitados y no comprometen a Radio UNAD Virtual.
Hay palabras que curan, otras que discriminan, algunas que usamos sin saber de dónde vienen ni a quién afecta. En cada frase que decimos, llevamos cultura, historia y poder.
Bienvenidos a Más que Palabras, el programa donde el lenguaje se pone en cuestión, se escucha, se transforma, porque lo que decimos también dice quiénes somos.
Bienvenidos a este viaje, donde el lenguaje se siente, más que palabras te lleva a entender lo que es.
Hi, I am Monica Ruiz, speaking to you from the chilly and beautiful city of Tunja, in the heart of Boyacá, Colombia. This week, we ask, how has your view of the world changed by learning or speaking a second language?
Speaking a second language not only gave you the ability to communicate with more people, but it offers you a new way of thinking, of perceiving the world, and in many cases, even makes you feel like a different version of yourself.
I think that learning a second language, it's an opportunity to know more about another culture. It's the first step that you need to take if you want to feel more involved with the world. Because there's thousands of ways to express yourself, and learning another language, it's the perfect way to understand the world, the traditions, and of course, the cultures.
Thanks for listening. Let's keep building a world where everyone can learn, grow, and be heard. See you next time.
Welcome to More Than Words, the space where we explore how language, culture, and communication shape the way we see and live in the world. Today, we are talking about a fascinating topic: language, culture, and communication. How mastering a second language transcends the boundaries between the local and the global. In an increasingly interactive world, learning and using a second language not only opens academic or professional doors, it also connects us to new ways of learning and building identity. Language, while grounding us in the local, also projects us in the global, creating bridges that enrich personal, cultural, and social life. This program brings together professors from the Language Network of the Social Communication Program, who will share their perspectives and experiences around this topic. We are also honored to have a very special guest, Luis Fernando Sotomayor Sobrino, a linguist, and he has a degree in languages from Universidad Motolinía del Pedregal in Mexico, with professional training in specialized translation and a master's degree in language and speech pathologies. Luis Fernando has taught languages and linguistics in different academic institutions and is widely recognized for his work in linguistic outreach through TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, where he shares content that raises awareness about languages and cultural diversity. Okay, so hello, Luis Fernando, how are you?
Hello, everybody. Nice to meet you. I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. I'm very pleased to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's a pleasure. So let's go immediately to the first question. Are you okay? Okay. In what ways does learning a second language transform how we see and understand other cultures?
No, this is a great first question. I always take a look at languages as though they were like a house, or from a kind of like a house perspective. So a metaphor that I really like whenever I teach a language to my students or to other teachers even, is, you know, whenever we're acquiring our first language, whether it be Spanish or English or, you know, whatever language it is, think about it as we're building a house, you know, with only one window. So the only way in which we can take a look at the world is through this only single window in our house, you know, in that single wall. And whenever we learn a different language, it doesn't matter which one it is, we're kind of like opening up a different space, maybe in a different wall, and we are letting light in from a different part of the house, you know? So maybe instead of taking a look at the street, now we can take a look at the garden or maybe at the backyard or stuff like that. So I think of that way whenever we learn a different language and everything that it entails, you know? Maybe also learning a new culture, getting familiar with different, you know, patterns and different speakers of all around the world. So, you know, whenever we get in touch with them, we start expanding our view of the world in general. So that means that we get in touch with a different perspective on the world, a different culture, a different language, you know, and even we can tell because of the way our brain works. So I would say that it's a fascinating question, and that, of course, learning a different language, it opens up a whole new world for every single one of us.
Very interesting. That's a very nice metaphor. Thank you. Okay, so let's go with the next one. What role does language play in building a local identity that is rooted in the local yet open to the global, or globally focused, locally relevant? Yeah, local. Combination of globally and locally, yes.
Okay. That is a very creative way of putting it, how we learn languages in general. And I think it's exactly that, you know, that we have our own culture, you know, we were born into a certain part of the world with a certain society, certain expectations, you know, and as we kind of like acquire this new world vision, we're able to share that with the rest of the world, you know, we're able to see it from a different light. So I think that every time that we learn a different language and we get in touch with the people that speak it, we're not only learning the new patterns, we're not only getting in touch with the textbook, for instance, but rather we're getting in touch with a different community of persons, of people who can teach us everything about the way they see the world, you know? So that makes us not only share our own perspectives, the ones that we were born with, but we also get to acquire different ones, you know? We become kind of like world citizens instead of just being from one nationality or from one single origin. We can enrich this perspective and we can make it our own, you know? Even if we come from different cultures, there's always this point in the middle with every single person in the world. And that we only reach it by learning their perspective, you know, the way they see the world. And one way to do it is by learning their language and their culture.
That's interesting summary in how we must exchange communication every day. Okay, so let's move in the next one. How does the aesthetic dimension of language, its actions, and storytelling shape intercultural communication?
This might be a controversial answer. I think that the aesthetic of a language can be very deceiving or not very honest, not because it's trying to be misleading, you know, but rather inadvertently, it can create a lot of stereotypes. You know, I'm going to lead by example here, but you know how there's this stereotype that German people or German speaking people tend to be very harsh or very cold, or, you know, have this very like strong way of looking at life. I think that the aesthetic of a language can be very deceiving. It can be, you know, very beautiful, you know, to look at it or hear somebody else speak that language and create an image of how that person sees the world. But I think that there's this huge hole in the middle, you know, this huge chasm or a very big difference between how a language sounds like and how that speaker actually is, you know. I don't think that it is a reflection of their personality, but rather just something very superficial.
Okay. Bueno, vamos a ir a un pequeño corte y ya regresamos con nuestro interesantísimo invitado.
anybody there?
En el momento más oscuro del aprendizaje del inglés.
This is John Connor. Crystal Peak.
Llega a la red.
Connor, what the hell is happening? Who's in charge there?
El espacio radial que cambiará tu visión. La Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia y el Instituto Virtual de Lenguas trae para ustedes.
My name is Robert Neville.
Oh, wow.
I'm a survivor living in New York City.
In Ville on Air.
I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies.
Miércoles 11 de la mañana con repetición a las 8 de la noche.
I will be at the South Street Seaport every day at midday when the sun is highest in the sky.
Cosa Nostra.
I am not in danger. I am the danger.
Si eres de los amantes de los espacios geek, este es el tuyo.
Down, down, down.
Acompáñanos en tu programa Cosa Nostra. Hablaremos sobre cine, series, anime, música y todo lo relacionado al entretenimiento cultural. Auspiciado por el Sistema Nacional de Educación Permanente, SINEP. Sintonízanos todos los viernes a las 3 de la tarde. Cosa Nostra. Te haremos una oferta que no podrás rechazar.
Red Infancias es un programa para nosotros y con nosotros los niños y niñas.
Para nuestras familias, profes, escritores, músicos y quienes nos acompañan.
Conéctate a la red.
Pero a la red Infancias.
Todos los martes a las 10 a.m.
Los invita a la licenciatura en Pedagogía Infantil.
Los esperamos.
¡Los esperamos!
Ciber Sofía, filosofía y educación. Una excusa para transitar en el mundo filosófico a partir de las transformaciones políticas, sociales y culturales. Escúchanos todos los jueves a las 8 de la mañana en la RV UNAD.
Radio UNAD Virtual.
So thank you for staying here in this excellent program, More Than Words, with this special guest, Luis Fernando Sotomayor, quien nos ha acabado de hablar de una respuesta muy interesante, very interesting answer. He says that possibly talking about the aesthetic dimension could deceive some things and the communication itself. So that's very interesting reflection. Okay, so let's move to the following question. It is going to be, what are the main challenges in creating messages that are meaningful for both local and global audiences?
This is very, very complex, especially in a world that is as globalized as it is today. Mainly because sometimes trying to appeal to a certain audience can have a lot of implications or different connotations for a different audience that we're not maybe trying to reach. Why is this? Because every single community, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, has a different perspective on the world. Maybe they have different cultural conducts or cultural behaviors, or maybe even social norms that can alter how a message is perceived by them. So trying to reach a global audience with something that maybe we perceive to be meaningful doesn't mean that they're going to receive it the same way as we're trying or as we are meaning for them to receive. So this can be very complicated. I think that there has to be a lot of studies or a lot of research done beforehand so that we don't end up, you know, maybe creating a message that could be tone deaf for certain cultures or for certain groups of people.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, it's precisely part of the function of the language to create messages that could manage everybody's reflection also. Well, now I want to tell you, in today's digital globalization, how can we use languages not to 91 while still strengthening our connection around the world?
This is such a relevant part of learning a second language. You know, how can I learn it without losing my first one, you know, or at least without changing or transforming myself so much that I cannot even, you know, recognize myself, but still trying to keep this connection with the rest of the world. You know, this is a particularly difficult challenge that many polyglots or even bilingual speakers can relate to. And this is because whenever you acquire or learn a different language, you kind of shape a different persona, or you kind of adjust, or you have to adapt your personality to this new language and this new culture. You know, this is very related to the previous question where not everybody perceives the world the same way, or even how we communicate can change and it can vary from community to community. So in this instance, I would argue that it takes practice. You know, practice makes perfect. And in order for us not to lose ourselves or to remain, you know, without an identity, so to speak, I think it's very important to always practice our communication skills and always practice our cultural competence, you know, so that we don't become tone deaf in today's globalized culture.
Excellent. Yes, as you say, recognize myself without underestimating the function of the language that others speak. Because indeed, we do not all perceive the world in the same way, as you mentioned also in the last question. Excellent. Okay, so now I want to tell you how does mastering a second language contribute to better opportunities to participate in academic, artistic, and social spaces? And you have had the opportunity, of course.
Yeah, I do believe I have, you know, humbly speaking. But it is such an important key to getting into different aspects of life, you know. This is by no means, you know, a way to diminish monolingual speakers, you know, not at all. But I do believe that having a different language, having access to a different culture can, of course, guarantee different opportunities than those given to or those, you know, at the fingertips of people who can only speak one single language, you know. In my experience, for instance, I've had opportunity to carry out different jobs, you know, especially speaking about the professional field, such as translation, interpreting, you know, getting into linguistics, maybe going even so far as to programming different kind of bots that we all use, you know, into modern day's technology. But, you know, this bridge between cultures, it creates a lot of professional opportunities that maybe people who don't speak multiple languages could be missing out on. And, you know, regarding artistic and social spaces, it's very funny, you know, there's this meme on the internet and, you know, social media like TikTok and Instagram. And it's like, you know, if you learn a different language, it's the double of memes that you can access to, you know, or that you can laugh to. So even though it might seem very silly, these little spaces, you know, these little communities online, we don't really have access to them unless we speak the language. So, you know, all of these memes or maybe threads on Twitter or, you know, now called X, or even TikToks or reels that we could find funny, maybe we wouldn't because we wouldn't speak the language. So social spaces are very important. I think it's one of the most important keys to actually getting into them, you know, speaking this different language or, you know, identifying with a different culture.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes, it's key to develop our skills in different fields, and our guest is a true reflection of this, definitely. Thank you, Luis Fernando. Do you want to say a final message, free message, as you want to tell?
Yes, well, I would just like to invite everybody who is listening to really try to take the time to learn a different language, and not just learn the language like in a grammatical way, you know, or maybe even an articulatory way or a phonetic way, but rather try to take a look at the whole picture, because sometimes we try to be so, I don't mean this in a pejorative way, but so nerdy, you know, trying to be so perfect to produce a language. But you know, this takes a lot of time, so don't be afraid to make mistakes. And especially don't be afraid to go into spaces that allow you to practice. You know, it can be very, very intimidating, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. You know, sometimes the thing that we most desire lies right ahead of our fears. So really, I advise everybody listening to be fearless about learning another language. And I encourage you to do it because that will create a better world for tomorrow.
So many, many thanks to our guests today for enriching this radio space. To our listeners, we ask you to keep turning on. And remember, words are never neutral. Every word we use shapes the world we inhabit, defines who we include, who we leave out, and what future we are capable of managing. This is More Than Words.
Bye-bye. Otra vida. Cada frase que dices lleva peso en memoria. Escultura que vive, es poder y es historia. Bienvenidos a este viaje, donde el lenguaje se siente. Más que palabras te lleva a entender lo que se miente. Porque lo que decimos también dice quiénes somos. Cada letra tiene alma y un camino que cruzamos. Bienvenidos a este viaje, donde el lenguaje se siente. Más que palabras te lleva a entender lo que se miente. También dice quiénes somos. Cada letra tiene alma y un camino que cruzamos. Bienvenidos a este viaje, donde el lenguaje se siente. Más que palabras te lleva a entender lo que se miente.
Radio UNAD Virtual, emisora de la UNAD, Colombia, para una audiencia global.